Message number three. Don't leave before you leave. I think there's a really deep irony to the fact that actions women are taking, and I see this all the time, with the objective of staying in the workforce, actually lead to their eventually leaving. Here's what happens. We're all busy. Everyone's busy. A woman's busy. And she starts thinking about having a child. And from the moment she starts thinking about having a child, she starts thinking about making room for that child. How am I going to fit this into everything else I'm doing? And literally from that moment, she doesn't raise her hand anymore. She doesn't look for a promotion. She doesn't take on the new project. She doesn't say, me, I want to do that. She starts leaning back. The problem is that, let's say she got pregnant that day. That day, 9 months of pregnancy, 3 months of maternity leave, 6 months to catch your breath. Fast forward 2 years, more often, and as I've seen it, women start thinking about this way earlier, when they get engaged, when they get married, when they start thinking about trying to have a child, which can take a long time. One woman came to see me about this, and I kind of looked at her. She looked a little young, and I said, so are you and your husband thinking about having a baby? And she said, oh, no, I'm not married. She didn't even have a boyfriend. I said, you're thinking about this just way too early. But the point is that what happens once you start kind of quietly leaning back? Everyone who's been through this, and I'm here to tell you, once you have a child at home, your job better be really good to go back, because it's hard to leave that kid at home. Your job needs to be challenging. It needs to be rewarding. You need to feel like you're making a difference. And if 2 years ago you didn't take a promotion and some guy next to you did, if 3 years ago you stopped looking for new opportunities, you're going to be bored because you should have kept your foot on the gas pedal. Don't leave before you leave. Stay in. Keep your foot on the gas pedal until the very day you need to leave to take a break for a child, and then make your decisions. Don't make decisions too far in advance, particularly ones you're not even conscious you're making. My generation, really sadly, is not going to change the numbers at the top. They're just not moving. We are not going to get to where 50% of the population. In my generation, there will not be 50% of people at the top of any industry. But I'm hopeful that future generations can. I think a world that was run where half of our countries and half of our companies were run by women would be a better world. And it's not just because people would know where the women's bathroom are, even though that would be very helpful. I think it would be a better world. I have two children. I have a 5-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter. I want my son to have a choice to contribute fully in the workforce or at home. And I want my daughter to have the choice to not just succeed, but to be liked for her accomplishments. Thank you.